Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Lone Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'll do it!
It was late afternoon in the town of Dobie Pass. In the law office of Josiah Smith, there was an uneasy silence. Two men, who might have been cowpokes or might have been something else, watched the lawyer anxiously.
Well, boss?
How do you know the new editor of the Dobie Call is on his way, Red?
Like I said, Josiah, we was over to River Canyon this morning. We got talking to the driver while he was changing teams. He told us one of his passengers was coming here to take over the paper.
Did you see him?
Oh, all the passengers was inside, Josiah. We didn't stick around. I figured you'd want to know about it, so we came up here as quick as we could.
I'm glad you did, Red.
What you aiming to do?
Nothing.
Huh? What do you mean?
You two are going to do it for me. I took too many chances of discouraging the last editor. I've got to watch my step for a while.
You've got to. What about us?
Yeah, seems like we took most of the chances last time. Seems to me the time for all of us to play safe was past when you had us kill Pete Loomis so he couldn't show you up as a crook on those land deals.
Shut up. Now look, a nosy deputy Bill Carter's been watching the new newspaper office.
Sort of puts a crimp in your plans to stage a robbery and destroy the files.
I don't want to take the chance with Bill Carter around.
You'd better take a chance tonight. Or else...
Else what?
Let Bernie and me make it tough for this new editor so he'll clear out of town.
Ah.
One thing sure. When he goes through the files, he'll find enough to make him plenty suspicious about Pete Loomis's death.
Suspicion is one thing, proof's another.
Yeah. But for all we know, Loomis had proof.
He was only rid of Bill Carter.
That tinhorn lawman. I'll fix him someday. Here's what you two had better do. Get over and meet the stage. Size up the new editor. Stick close to him and try to keep her from getting to the newspaper office until dark. Then report back to me.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in town. They were unnoticed as they stood apart from the crowd that waited for the westbound stage.
Unless our information is wrong, Tonto, the new editor of the Dobie Call arrives today.
Will you think him helped?
I hope so.
I'm convinced that Pete Loomis was murdered.
There's never any proof.
Yes, I know it. We can only get the new editor to help. We may find a motive. When we've found a motive for the murder, proof will follow.
Here comes Stacy now.
Yes.
about it, folks. You'll be ready and catch this here mail and get it inside tomorrow.
All set, Ben.
And here it is. Now get out of my way. I'm coming down.
Howdy, Ben. Thought you had a passenger for Dobie.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Red. So you beat the stage back, huh? I sure have a passenger. That new editor of the Dobie Call. I'll open the door. I want you all to meet the new owner and editor of the Dobie Call, named Ramsey. Need a hand, ma'am?
Thank you.
Miss Ramsey, folks.
That's
the new editor.
A woman can't run no news.
Miss Ramsey, a girl.
That's right. Hello.
Well, we didn't know. I mean, we thought that probably...
What's the matter? Don't you like the idea of a woman running a newspaper?
Yeah, sure, that's it. We don't like it.
This is sort of a, you might call it a man's town, Miss Ramsey. Hope you won't have no trouble getting started with that paper.
She won't have no trouble, Ben. I'll see to that myself.
Now, hold on,
Red. I said we'd take care of Miss Ramsey. Any objections?
I can take care of myself. If someone will just help me with my trunk,
I... Wait a minute. Bernie will get it for you. Climb aboard, Bernie, and lower the trunk to me.
Well, all right. Which one is it, ma'am?
Right there. That one with the red lettering. Be careful. It's very heavy.
Yeah, it is kind of.
Just slide it down easy, Bernie.
Yes, and be careful.
Careful? Yeah. Yeah, sure. Now be careful.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh! Look out, ma'am. Get back.
That trunk almost hit me. You just pushed me out of the way in time.
Yeah, just in time.
You thick-skulled mule. I told you. I might have killed her. It was just an accident, ma'am.
Yeah. Thanks to Red, there was no harm done.
Hey, what happened there?
Bill Carter, the deputy.
Oh, God. What's all the excitement?
Thought I heard a scream. What's going on?
That trunk.
Well, it's just an accident. Sort of scared this lady.
Oh, howdy, ma'am. You're new to Dobie.
Yes, I am, Sheriff. These men were helping me with my trunk, and it slipped. It just missed me.
Just missed you, eh?
It was an accident.
Seems to me you two are generally nearby when accidents happen.
You see here, Carter, don't...
If I was you two, I'd get out of town and stay out. You and Jediah Smith may have other people scared, but as far as I'm concerned, the first time I catch you breaking the law, you'll be in jail so fast it'll make you dizzy.
You can't
get away with that kind of talk.
I'm ready to back it up now. Now, if you two don't want trouble, vamoose.
We won't forget this, Connor. Come on, Bernie.
Yeah.
Those two men are really bad?
Oh, there's nothing could be proved against them, ma'am, but for my money, they're bad hombres. I'll see to it they don't bother you again.
I'll stay out of their way from now on.
You mean you're planning to stay here?
Yes.
Say, that's great. Then you'll need some help with your bags, won't you?
Yes, but not their kind of help.
Oh, it won't be.
I'll see you get your truck later.
There. Now where to?
I'm going to the office of the newspaper.
But that's been locked up for the last 2 months, ma'am.
I'm going to unlock it.
You mean you're the new editor I heard about? Now look here, ma'am. I don't think you'd better...
Try to run a newspaper?
Well, yes.
My uncle seemed to think this town needed a newspaper. He was the editor here. Before he died, a couple of months ago, he wrote and asked me to carry on where he left off if anything ever happened to him.
I see.
And that's just what I'm planning to do.
Well, you've got plenty of spunk, ma'am. Maybe you'll make out all right. You can count on my help.
Thank you.
And maybe you'll need it. Anyway, let's get you started in the newspaper business.
The early dusk at the home of Jediah Smith.
Yeah. Yes? Oh, it's you, Red. Come in here, quick. Where's Bernie?
My room at the hotel. I told him to stay there.
What's wrong?
Plenty.
What do you mean?
Bernie got the bright idea of faking an accident. He tipped the trunk so that it just missed the new editor by inches.
What?
Then Deputy Carter came along and ordered us out of town. He backed it up with a six-shooter. And we had to leave without being able to follow the editor as you said to.
Carter again. That interfering pup.
That ain't all, boss.
No?
A new editor. Maybe you heard already.
Heard what?
It's a girl.
What?
girl.
So that's why Carter interfered. That'll mean a change in our plans. We'll have to be more careful. I wonder... Maybe we could get her to sell out.
Yeah, you could try.
It'd cost a heap of money. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we could use some persuasive methods on her first. Maybe that scare with the trunk was good after all. Of course, you wouldn't want to go too far.
But it might be harder than you think.
What do you mean?
If Bill Carter's back in her play like he did this afternoon,
He won't get a chance to.
Well, how'll he stop him?
He's due at his ranch tonight. Should be going out there in a couple of hours.
Yeah?
You and Bernie get him.
Get the deputy?
Great day. You heard me.
You mean kill him?
Not if you can help it. Take him out to the deserted cabin on the Bar X spread and keep him there until I've got the newspaper business settled. I'll deal with him later.
Darkness closed in on Dobie Pass, shrouding alike the small community and the two men who rode slowly through the pass toward the surrounding hills, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto. The masked man drew rein as they topped a small rise.
Who's Silver? Oh, boy. Well, there's Dobie Pass, Tonto. Looks peaceful enough from here. I wonder what's really going on.
You think they're trouble?
I'm sure of it. The trunk that slipped this afternoon was no accident. I think it was intended to hit the girl.
But man with Bernie saved girl.
Yes, that's right. I think the plans would change when they discovered that the new editor was a girl.
Ah.
Bernie and Red work for Jediah Smith. He just about runs Dobie Falls. I wonder. Red and Bernie intended to attack the new editor. Jediah Smith sent them. That would indicate that Smith is responsible for the death of the other editor, Pete Loomis.
How you prove that?
Don't know yet, Tonto. Maybe we can force Smith to tip his hand.
What that?
Someone's riding through the pass.
Come this way.
Let's get back into the shadows, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Back, Scout.
The masked man and his Indian companion drew back among the low-growing scrub trees that bordered the pass. Some distance away, two other men crouched in the shadows. They, too, watched the approaching horseman.
Here he comes now, Bernie. It's Bill Carter, right enough.
I'm ready for him.
We'll wait till he gets just across from us and then shoot.
Yeah.
Remember, shoot for his horse. The boss wants him alive.
You give the word.
All right. Now.
What the blazes?
As Bill's horse dropped, the deputy threw himself clear. He drew his gun.
You dead blasted coyote! Take that!
All right, you've got him, you know I'm good for you.
I will not.
Give it to him, Bernie!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto saw the gunfire. They saw two men leap from ambush and rush toward the other. In a moment, there was a fierce hand-to-hand struggle.
Tonto, it looks like Bill Carter. We've got to help him.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. We shoot him.
Can't risk it, Tonto. They're too close together. Faster, Silver.
The masked man and Tonto rode up the battling men. As Bernie brought the barrel of his gun down with stunning force on the lawman's head.
Hold, Silver. Hold it. Hold it. Bring it up.
Hey, what's this? Right, Fort Bernie, get out of here, right!
Red jumped on his horse and whipped the animal frantically away.
Oh, he's heavy. Him get away.
Let him go. We've got this one.
Now, let me go.
Not so fast. We want you. Watch him, Tonto.
You let other fellow get away.
Yes, it's more important to find out whether Bill Carter is alive or dead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in Dobie Falls to learn about a crooked lawyer named Jediah Smith. They interrupted an attempt by Jediah's henchmen, Red and Bernie, to capture Deputy Bill Carter. Red made his escape, but Tonto guarded Bernie while the Lone Ranger bent over the still form on the ground.
Tell her, Dad. Hey. Now, Tonto, pulse is good. He's regaining consciousness. Take it easy, fella. You'll be all right.
What?
You better lie still a while longer.
A masked man. An outlaw.
Wrong, Sheriff. I'm trying to help you. You were knocked out.
Yeah, I remember.
I was told to do it, Bill. Don't do anything to me.
You keep quiet.
Yeah.
You know why those two tried to ambush you?
No, I don't.
All right, then. You tell us, Bernie.
I ain't saying.
Why did Jediah Smith want the sheriff dry ghost?
It was because
Jediah Smith told you to kill me?
No, not to kill you, just to...
Just to get Bill out of the way for a while. Is that it, Bernie?
Yeah, no.
That means Jediah's planning something for tonight. And it looks as if the fact that the new editor of the Dobie Call came to town today forced his hand. That means he must be afraid of something she could discover.
Maybe this fella knows. No, I don't know.
No, let me alone, Injun. I'll talk. It's the papers.
Papers?
The things Pete Loomis got together in the file at the newspaper office.
Yes, that would explain it.
Explain what? What do you mean?
I haven't time to discuss it now. Bill, you well enough to ride?
Yes, but...
Tonto, take these two to camp. I'll join you there later.
Where are you going?
To town. Steady, big fella. Move, Silver!
Red was surprised at Jediah Smith's reaction to his recital of the masked man's move. Instead of being angry because the plans had gone wrong, Smith chuckled.
A masked man and an Indian, eh? No telling how they figure in this. But we can put it to our own use, Red.
Oh.
Smash up the newspaper office. That way we'll get rid of the files and the girl at the same time. If we smash up the newspaper, then offer to buy her out reasonable, she'll clear out of town.
That sounds good.
We'll blame the damage on the deputy and his pals, the masked man and the engine.
I think you've got something, Jediah.
That way, Carter won't be able to come back here without facing the law. Now get the credit in town for making good the trouble he caused.
Yeah, sure is a good scheme, boss.
We have no time to lose. Are you all set?
Sure.
Come on, then. We'll break into the newspaper office.
Must have been a chair bumped.
I'll risk striking a match.
That's better. Let's see. You better take that fire axe off the wall, Red. Lay into the roller. Don't touch them gears on the press, though. Smash up that small stuff. I'll take care of the files and the boxes of type.
All right, Jediah.
And light the lantern. Turn the flame real low. We don't want more than just enough light to see by.
Yeah. There you are.
Let me see. Here it is. Envelope labeled Jediah Smith. Put it in the basket and set fire to it.
Well, here goes.
Once this here type gets mixed up, it'll take weeks to sort out again.
Yeah. Get the other one.
There. All right, Red. That's enough. We don't want to get caught.
Nope.
I'll stamp out the ashes in the basket. Wouldn't want them to guess the real reason we're smashing things up. Now put out that lantern.
Can you see well enough to get out?
Sure. We'll go out the back same as we came in. Now hurry. When I give the word, you run for your horse and hightail it out of town. I'll spread the alarm. I'm going over toward my house. That way nobody will suspect me. Now run.
Help! Help! Get him!
It's a newspaper office. It's been wrecked. I almost caught them, but they were too fast for me. Where's the sheriff?
Who was it done it? Where'd they go?
Oh, sheriff.
Yeah, what happened today?
Newspaper office has been wrecked.
Huh? Who did it?
It was... Well, might as well tell you, Sheriff. It was that there deputy, Bill Carter. I've been suspecting him for a long time, and tonight I've caught him if it hadn't been for the masked man and an Indian.
Masked man and Indian?
Yeah, Bill's pals. They broke into the newspaper office. It smashed bad.
What smashed?
Oh, Miss Ramsey.
Looks like your paper's due for him, Miss...
Ruined? The whole office, but why?
Deputy Carter, miss.
Oh, no, not Bill Carter.
Yep, and a masked man.
A masked man?
Yep, his masked partner and an Indian.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry this happened to you, ma'am. I knew your uncle. I know it ain't my responsibility, but I feel some sort of restitution is due you.
What?
I say, I feel maybe I'd make you an offer for what's left of the paper.
Oh, but I couldn't
We'll talk it over in the morning.
Why would Bill do such a thing?
I don't know, ma'am. But I've suspected for a long time he knew more about your uncle's death than he was saying.
My uncle's dead.
You mean he was murdered? That Bill killed him?
I wouldn't go so far as to say I know it, but I wouldn't be surprised. Well, Sheriff, what are you aiming to do?
Well, ain't much we can do tonight, but I'll get the warrants out first thing in the morning. We shouldn't have too much trouble finding two white men and an Indian, particularly when one is masked and most of the folks in these parts know who's the other.
You're the masked man.
Yes, that's right.
They say you destroyed my newspaper, you and Bill Carter and an Indian.
We didn't do it.
Then who did?
I can't tell you right now. I've come to you because I need your help.
You? An outlaw?
I'm not an outlaw, Miss Ramsey.
They said you had a white horse.
That's right.
My uncle wrote about a masked man who rode a horse called Silver and used silver bullets in his gun.
Bullets like this?
Yes. Then you are. You're the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
Then if that's true,
Did you do what I say?
Yes.
Jediah Smith made you an offer for your paper.
Yes, but how did you...
Tell him you'll accept that offer.
But I don't want to sell. I won't be scared away from my own paper. I can manage to put it to rights again. I've got a little money.
Miss Ramsey, I haven't time to explain. But tomorrow morning when Jediah comes to talk things over with you, I want you to tell him you'll sell the paper and keep him here until I come.
Well,
you said you'd trust me?
I do.
Good. Perhaps we can prove a few things.
Good morning, Miss Ramsey.
Hello, Mr. Smith. I see you brought the sheriff and that man with you.
Red, I can promise you he won't bother you again. I brought him and the sheriff along as witnesses in case you decided to accept my offer for your paper.
I have been thinking it over.
And?
I suppose it would be foolish to try to continue with the paper after all that's happened.
Indeed it would, ma'am.
And it's nice of you to offer to pay for the damage, but... Deputy Carter did.
It sure is. He ain't bound to do it.
That's right. Yeah, but we won't consider that, Miss Ramsey. I have some money, and I feel it's the least I can do as a leading citizen of Dobie Pass.
You said last night you'd pay me whatever I thought was fair.
Yes. Yes, I did. But within reason, of course.
I don't think you should pay me more than just what the damage amounts to.
Sounds like a good idea, Jediah.
It shows good sense, Miss Ramsey.
I have a paper here with the figures on it. You can check them over if you wish to.
Yeah.
It isn't so much.
No, it ain't. Quite frankly, I figured on paying you more than that, and I'll stand by my price. I brought the money along, and the papers are all ready for you to sign. Everything's in order. Just sign your name right here.
I'll have to read the papers first.
Yes, yes, of course. But it really isn't necessary.
I was planning on doing so much with the Dobie call until this happened.
I know.
If you're in a hurry, Mr. Smith, you could count out the money while I read the papers through.
Yes, certainly. 100. 200. 300. 400.
Hey, what's going on?
The Dobie call? My newspaper.
Here, what the? Here's your paper, Miss Ramsey.
Bill Carter.
Sheriff, arrest him.
Here. I arrest you in the name of...
Hold it, Sheriff. Hold it.
The mask man, he's got us covered.
Well, what's it all mean?
The first edition of the Dobie call. Don't you want to see the headlines, Jediah? Here.
I don't understand. But this says that...
Jediah Smith charged with murder.
key witness held in jail.
They got Bernie.
That's right, and Bernie talked.
He swear to anything. You ain't got proof.
That's so he ain't.
I have, right here.
What is... Hey, that looks like the
those
paper...
Those papers are proof that you swindled the citizens of Dobie Pass in a land deal, Jediah.
What, we burned
them? You thought you burned those papers last night. But Bernie had told us about them. I switched the papers before you went to the newspaper office. The papers you burned were fakes.
But that don't prove murder.
These papers prove your motive. Bernie's story will convict you.
But the paper, where did you...
Pierceville. Smith, you murdered Pete Loomis so he couldn't reveal what he'd learned about you.
Well,
I'm under arrest, Sheriff.
No, I didn't murder him. It was Red.
You dirty double-crossing coyote. You were the one that told us, so you gave the orders. You even told us to get rid of the girl.
You'll
here.
Never get me.
You...
Don't make a move.
Look out, Jediah.
You knocked him off.
He'll come to in plenty of time for his trial, Miss Ramsey. You see, when he added murder to his other crimes, he signed his own death warrant.
But the newspaper, that money...
That money is yours, Miss Ramsey, to pay for the damage Jediah and Red did. You'll be able to buy a new press.
Then we'll have a newspaper after all.
Yep, and what's more, it looks like the first big story will be the trial of Jediah Smith.
Thanks to the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.